You know those pictures we have placed on our bookshelves and desk for years? Did the people or pets in the frames jump out at you anymore, or have they just become part of your everyday scenery? Our words can also become just part of the background scenery and not really make an impact anymore, just like those pictures that our eyes glaze over every day. Before you say, "Have a good day," up your greeting game. I thought about this as I was exiting a taxi the other day, and instead of telling the driver my standard, "Have a good day," I changed my inflection a bit and said, "Have a great Sunday." That threw him off a lot, and he responded, "Oh, thank you so much." It struck me because usually the driver says nothing when I give my standard, "Have a good day." The pitch challenge today? Put a little meaning into those default greetings. Whether it's a "have a good day," "good morning," "good evening," or even a "love you," can you personalize it to the person or the situation a bit more? Don't let your words turn into background scenery. You are already making the effort to say them, so make sure the meaning and feeling matches your intention.